SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The White House says Russia's Vladimir Putin promised President Trump he would have a direct meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The Kremlin has not yet said whether Putin signed off on face-to-face talks with the Ukrainian leader, but the White House says Putin promised Donald Trump. After meeting with European leaders on Monday, the president spoke to Putin by phone. The Trump administration is now arranging a Zelensky-Putin meeting, followed by three-way talks, if necessary. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former Congressman Jason Chaffetz is sounding the alarm about the buying and selling of your personal data. Bob Agnew reports.
Chaffetz calls most Americans
terribly naive about what's happening, how their data is bought, sold, and used.
The government itself collecting and selling your data. And who's lining up to buy?
AI companies, the Metas, the Googles, Alphabets of the world.
And Chaffetz says that may be the least of our worries.
Not only, again, are they selling it, but it's prone to be stolen.
Chaffetz spoke with the Salem Radio Network about his new book, They're Coming For You. Bob Agnew reporting.
Hurricane Erin is now a very potent Category 2 storm. Richard Pasch, a senior hurricane specialist with the National Hurricane Center, says Erin is very large and will affect the U.S. East Coast in several ways.
We could see 20-foot waves probably in that neighborhood and on the coastline and winds, you know, tropical storm force, you know, 40 to 50 miles per hour possibly in that area.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 10 points, the NASDAQ dropped 314, the S&P 500 lower by 37, oil at $62.44 a barrel. This is SRN News. The U.S. takes the U.K. to task.
A new report from the State Department indicates that civil liberties are in decline in England and pro-life advocates are suffering most. The report focuses on extensive buffer zones around abortion clinics that forbid any kind of activism, including silent prayer. A growing number of arrests have been made across the UK since the buffer zones went into effect, and some in the British government have even suggested that prayer inside the home would be prosecuted if it was too close to a clinic. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some good news from Pakistan. The courts there have ruled a Muslim man cannot have custody of a Christian girl that he kidnapped and forced to marry him. International Christian Concern reports in Pakistan many underage girls are coerced into converting to Islam and subjected to sexual assault under the guise of Islamic marriages. These victims are then pressured to make false statements supporting their kidnappers. This is SRN News. There's relief for Air Canada travelers as a strike against the carrier ends. We hear more on this story from correspondent Mike Kempen reporting.
The airline and the union representing 10,000 flight attendants have reached an agreement, ending the workers' strike that began over the weekend. Canada's largest airline says it will resume flights this evening. The union says the agreement will guarantee members pay for work performed while planes are on the ground, resolving one of the major issues that triggered the strike. Air Canada says returning to full service may require 7 to 10 days, and some flights will be canceled until the schedule is stabilized. The strike has affected about 130,000 travelers a day at the peak of the summer travel season. I'm Mike Hempen.
More details available at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.